We've recently heard a GP clinic in the hills, Better Medical, is the first in the world to install air purifying technology that's been clinically proven to destroy aerosol pathogens. SA-based Plasma Shield has developed the unit for use in air conditioners and ventilators, and it could be a game changer for superbugs. CEO of the company, Nick Haslam, joins me now to discuss. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really good to have you with us. And it must be great to hear your technology's been taken up after more than 10 years in development.
That's right. It's been a good journey for us. And it's great to be selling the product here in South Australia. We've started with some sales in Europe 10 years ago, but clearly it's very topical at the moment. And it's good to have the support of a great company like Better Medical.
Yeah. So tell us more about the tech. Is this something that could potentially help with the pandemic?
Absolutely, Jenny. It was developed in 2011, so it's all about providing a cleaner environment for patients and staff within healthcare. But now with the pandemic, it's relevant in all indoor environments. So we're working with Better Medical at their clinic in Mount Barker, but we've also had some installations take place at a McDonald's store in Victoria and a bank in Victoria as well.
Oh, great. So, I mean, you know, we are the layman, so don't get too techie with us, but how does it work?
So essentially, the Plasma Shield device is roughly the size of a carton of beer, and it can be integrated into the HVAC. HVAC stands for heating, ventilation and air conditioning, so into the ducted air conditioning unit of a building. Air that travels through a building gets recirculated in the building rather than generally it's not all outside air that comes in and out of a building. It's 80% recycled air and 20% fresh air. And what we do is we clean the air as it goes through the return air duct of a building, kills pathogens and microorganisms that travel through the HVAC system, and pushes out clean air into the ambient air of the room.
Great. Is that something that needs to be regularly cleaned, the filters of?
Not regularly, which is one of the beauties of the product, Jenny. Because of the technology, by its design, there's a couple of processes, and without going too techie, it's electron beam irradiation and irreversible electroporation. Because the product destroys microorganisms that travel through it, there's less reliance on filters, and as a result, we only need to clean the product sort of 12 to 18 months, and filters don't need replacing like other products.
Oh, that's very handy indeed. The CEO of Plasma Shield, Nick Haslam's with us. Better Medical has installed the Plasma Shield in their space, and it's looking like they could potentially roll it out to their 90 other clinics. And there's been some support, I understand, some funding support, and you've been collaborating with a university on this. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. The company was awarded a grant from the Research Commercialisation and Startup Fund from the Department of Innovation, David Pisoni's office, back in April 2021, last year. And with that funds, we've been using to advance the technology studies. So we've been doing studies at Flinders University on microbial elimination, so how we can destroy different bacteria and viruses. We've done testing on the efficacy of the product to remove VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds. That's at Adelaide University. And at the University of South Australia, we've done economic studies to show the energy-saving potential of our product versus other air purification products on the market. And they've all been really positive results.
Great.
The level of microbial elimination is really, really strong compared to all the other products on the market. The VOC reduction is very strong as well, which is what we've studied at Adelaide Uni, and the cost-saving initiatives show that we can essentially save 95% on power usage compared to other competing products in the market. So, yeah, it's been really positive, and it's been fortunate to be able to use government funding to help with the development of the technology.
And I imagine there'd be scope for massive contracts, you know, with schools and all sorts of other organisations and buildings.
That's right. Yeah, we've been chatting to the Department of SA Health, and there are huge opportunities in that space. It is a little bit challenging for us because the supply, for us to be able to supply, I think it's 40,000 units that SA Department of Education are looking to deploy in classrooms. That's a lot of product, and we're an early stage business. So for us, it's about getting a foothold in various markets to then be able to expand our working capital to be able to supply in larger volumes. But yeah, certainly over time, Jenny, that's the aim of us, to get into all sorts of environments where air quality is important, like schools.
Well, I think that's a good problem to have, being in demand.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we don't have a demand issue; it's a supply issue.
Yeah. Oh wow. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're onto a winner. Thanks so much for your time today, Nick.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the call.